Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Highlighting the best, most unique fans in the world. It's the Philadelphia Sports Fan of the Week on KYW News Radio.
Soon-to-be 13-year-old C.J. Adams of York County, PA, is a big Phillies fan with a lot of heart who received a new heart earlier this year.
He gives people a second chance at life.
C.J. became a Phillies fan thanks to his late great-grandfather, Perry. CBP is one of CJ's favorite places, and when he's not at the ballpark, he tries to watch as much as he can and checks the score every day. This is his mother, Jessica.
Like, constantly be looking at, like, stats and constantly be watching videos and constantly, like, you could ask him, like, almost any questions about stuff and he would know the answers to them. And because of this journey he's had, it's caused him to, like, I guess, be even more in tuned with it.
CJ was born with complex heart defects and went through multiple surgeries and hospital stays before receiving a life-saving heart transplant this past January at CHOP. CJ had to wait 3.5 years for the right match.
That's very long. If he would not have had his issue with the high antibodies, he would have gotten an offer within a couple months, potentially. They were only going to be able to match him to 15% of the population.
It got to the point where they were not sure how much time they had left with CJ.
And he knew that. And, you know, having a conversation like that with your 12-year-old is not something you really want to do, or like any of your kids.
Out of nowhere, they got a late night phone call in January that they had an offer for CJ, and now he's doing much better.
And now I'm actually getting to play some sports.
Which included a special honor during Organ Donor Awareness Night with Gift of Life Donor Program at the Phillies game in late August.
Throwing out a ceremonial first pitch. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome 13-year-old heart transplant recipient, C.J. Adams.
That audio is courtesy of the Phillies, who C.J. thinks can make a deep postseason run.
And a fastball, no less.
For more information about organ donation or to register to be an organ donor, visit donorsone.org.
We even wrote a letter to his donor family, and I think we just really kind of specified that and just said, you know, like, it literally saved his life. Because of this person, their sacrifice caused us to be able to not only still have him at this point, but also, like, he's turning 13 next month, to hopefully be able to see his 13th birthday and be able to see a lot more than that is just, like, a huge blessing.
Made me realize when I go up and get my license, I want to be an organ donor.
The Philadelphia Sports Fan of the Week. Well, let's have Dan Baker do the honors.
C.J. Adams.
Even now, sometimes I get emotional just thinking about it, and I think it's just because of thinking how far he's come.
Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.